Claude, thank you so much for coming into the studio with me. So tell me more about Bill and Tony's, about how it's one of the oldest Italian restaurants, about the history of the restaurant and how it was established.
Sure. Thank you, Yasmin. Look, Bill and Tony's started in 1965. A gentleman called Bill Capiani, who used to work around King's Cross in a number of cafes. One of the more popular ones was Bar Caluzzi back then. The rumour is that he lost the place that he had in a poker game and was looking for new premises. They recommended that he open up in Stanley Street. There was a spot there, and that's how we opened Bill and Tony's. Originally, it was known as San Siro, and it was situated downstairs at 72 to 74 Stanley Street. It was predominantly an Italian cafe. He loved his soccer, Bill, and that's why he called it San Siro, which is where Milan play in Italy. He then got an idea about opening up a little restaurant upstairs with some friends of his. They had all come over from Italy together. They opened up a restaurant upstairs, just above it, eventually called it Bill and Tony's. The restaurant was opened by Tony and Adolfo. They were all friends. They loved working together. They all worked in the same area. Originally, it was set up separately, but over time they became one, and customers were, you know, having coffee after having dinner upstairs, and vice versa. And to this day, it's continued like that.
Amazing. So it has been around for quite a long time. How do you think places like Bill and Tony's have contributed to the blending of Italian culture in Australia?
Oh, look, I think places like us, they've played a big part. We're extremely family orientated, and because of that, we've had, like, you know, generations of families coming to us. Originally, Italian cuisine was quite new. Nowadays, you know, it's everywhere, and there's lots of new different cuisines, which is fantastic. I think because it was, like, you know, Italian cuisine, and it was, you know, became common amongst Australians, that sort of helped. The whole street back then was known as Little Italy. It was all Italian cafes and restaurants. These days, that's the landscape has changed. It's still a fantastic street to be on, but there's, you know, a lot of different new cultures. You know, there's Thai food, there's sushi, there's you know, Mexican food, various Italian cuisines. You know, and like, Italian cuisine has changed over time. It seems to be more region focused these days, and obviously there's lots of, you know, modern twists to that. Stanley Street seems to incorporate the best of both worlds.
Amazing. So the reviews online about Bill and Tony's are very positive, and as you just said, always hint to a sense of community that is central to your core customer. Establishing that connection that goes deeper than the surface level in that dynamic can be challenging. How have you all managed to achieve that?
Look, I think we stayed true to ourselves, and by doing that, you know, we've established trust with our customer base. You know, I'm amazed at the amount of times customers come in and the first thing they say to me or to my staff, oh, you know, we were here 35 years ago, or we were here 45 years ago, or, you know, it's 20 years since we've been here, and, you know, we've come all the way from Europe because we wanted to recreate a memory that we had here. You know, those sort of stories happen every day. Then we've got the people that sort of lived in our area and then for whatever reasons moved out of the area. Coming back, it's like, for them, it's like coming back home. It is difficult to keep the nostalgic aspects of it going, especially, you know, with new competition. But I just think it's the right thing to do. People feel very comfortable coming there. You know, they seem to call it their second home, and, you know, we're happy with that.
That's amazing, and it's a dream come true for any restaurateur, to be honest, and definitely not an easy thing to achieve. So it is soon to be Bill and Tony's 60th anniversary. This is an incredibly impressive milestone and definitely one to celebrate. What does it mean to you to be part of a 60-year legacy, and how has it enriched your life?
Oh, look, I'm very proud to be involved with Bill and Tony's. My partner is the niece of one of the original owners. It means a lot to both of us, just to see her, you know, communicating with customers, you know, on a daily basis. It's just a sense of joy. And you get that from feedback from our customers as well. Yeah, it's just a sense of pride. I'm really, really happy with the way things are going now. People say, you know, you're working long hours. I've never viewed it as working. It's just enjoyable to be at. Very tiring. Hospitality is. But it's just, you know, it gives me a good feeling inside.
Well, that's beautiful and absolutely amazing, and probably one of the reasons why your customers base probably feel that. Thank you so much for doing this interview with me. I really appreciate it, and wishing all the best for Bill and Tony's.
It's a pleasure, Yasmin, and I hope to see you soon there.
Thank you so much.